Miller, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's show. And now, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Ready?
Hey, welcome everybody. Insight this gorgeous Wednesday night, and we are blessed to have in studio Miss Stacy Fowler, Mr. Connor Rammel from the Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
And you guys are kind of the ones that are responsible for the summer concert series, correct?
Us and several other committee members, but yeah, we got we drew the short end to come on with you tonight.
Connor, Stacy said that, like, you don't really know much about this, so...
Yeah, we're just going to guess.
So let her answer most of the questions.
We will.
Okay. I'm providing color commentary.
Okay.
I'll tell you what my seven-year-old said when Connor called me about this. We were in the van, and I don't know, whatever I all said, and we hung up, and he goes... Mom, how's come Connor's the boss of you when he's so much younger than you? And I said, Connor's the boss of everyone.
That's exactly what I was going to just say.
Just a bossy person.
So, I tell you what. Before we get into the schedule of events, mm-hmm. the guidelines, you know, what people can kind of plan on when they come to the concerts, let's talk about... And this is where I may challenge both of you.
Okay.
The Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is it?
Well, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization that was started 29 years ago, I believe. 29 years this year, yep.
When you were...
When I was not even born.
You weren't born yet. And I don't think Stacy probably was either.
Yeah, I wish.
No, it was actually formed right after the bicentennial, prior to the Quasqueeb bicentennial, okay? And so... 29 years ago, founding committee formed this organization and sought after talent and acts to provide free entertainment to our community and surrounding community members. You know, I mentioned the founding committee, and I couldn't not say that Terry Smith was a part of that, and he's just passed away here a few months ago. And he was a huge... he was a huge important person in starting this, so we would be remiss without saying that today on there.
And one of the concerts will be in his honor
in
this
his
summer.
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
Yes,
that's cool, and very much deserved too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when I think back to all the high school things that were put on, Buckshot and Terry, and Terry, and there's a whole bunch of kids that wouldn't have had a chance to perform, and a whole bunch of parents and community members that wouldn't have had a chance to see them.
Yep, I'm one of those kids for sure. Yeah, so
without a doubt.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that is the Friends of the Art.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not connected to the Historical Society at all.
Well, we actually fall underneath the umbrella of the Historical Society. So the Historical Society owns the land and, I would say, the amphitheater in the area that it's placed in. They kindly take care of the electric and things like that. So they are definitely above us. We fall below them. We keep our separate checking account and things like that for our concert funds, and we try to do a little bit of, we try to do the maintenance work all ourselves, take care of that. We don't ask them for money for that because they're kind enough to let us use it and take care of, the bigger expenses and when it comes to that kind of thing. We are an umbrella of the Historical Society.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break and come back and talk about why you both decided to get involved in this. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then with the COVID-19, I'm sure there are guidelines and restrictions or things mm-hmm. that you're going to ask for when you people come to watch. So we'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Are you tired of being stuck at home? Are you looking for something to do this summer? Look no further. Our Friends of the Arts Summer Concert Series is on. Join us for entertainment in the great outdoors on Sunday evenings throughout the summer. We have lots of exciting new acts this summer, and it's sure to be fun for the whole family. So stop down to Hein Amphitheater at Vantrease Park beginning the last Sunday in June. For more information, find us on Facebook or visit our website at FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com.
Good.
That's good.
And I thought so too.
You know, I don't know who was on that commercial. She did good.
She just now did that live.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I can handle the pressure.
I was playing that little piano in the background. She started talking.
Yeah. And she has this new sexy tone.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that.
Bubbly voice makes people want to go.
Yes, exactly.
And I did figure out how this works. Okay. Stacy feeds you all of the information.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Stacy feeds you the information, and you just
belt it out.
Yeah.
So. Definitely not true, because I couldn't have chattered off the, we're a 50 blah, blah, BC, whatever. Yeah. I was like, ooh, good thing I didn't answer that. I know nothing.
Good answer.
I'll have to let her answer the next one.
Nope.
So we were talking about exactly what the Friends of the Arts is. So let's talk about some of the other members of the committee that are with you guys, because I don't care whether you're the community club, sorority, all these different organizations. Without them, we'd be screwed.
Oh yeah.
So I want to make sure that we recognize the guys who.
Okay.
Who serve on this?
So I will start naming them. If I forget anybody, you tell me. So we have Karen Meyering and Kelly Walter, Jessica Judy, Julie Bruins, Sam
Kanapke.
Stogler, I wanted to say. And Larry Brown just joined us, and Eric Brackman.
And Tracy Hein-Evers.
Oh, yeah.
Evers-West Curtis.
Just joined us.
It's going to be hard for me.
Those last two or three are really good.
Yeah.
Larry Brown is a musician.
Exactly.
And I think when I spoke to him, he had been... I don't think he'd even moved into his house yet, and he and his wife are standing there, and one or the other of them said, "Well, I think we're lifers here in Fort Recovery."
Yeah,
and he's just a really good person.
He is a good person, and we're blessed to have him.
And because a musician, and he's been around.
He's brought a different. We've only had a couple meetings that he's been able to attend since we've just brought him on, but he's brought a different aspect on a couple of things. With some suggestions on some bands. We didn't know we were going to be able to provide. We didn't know if all of the acts would be able to come this year, and he already was able to throw Karen some suggestions on who we could possibly bring in the events that we had to back out. So he's full of a wealth of knowledge. He started a program just like this, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in Bell Fountain.
Yes.
So, he was in Bell Fountain.
Even like the other night, we were out there putting up the lights, and one wasn't working, and he was
Googling
rattling and, off all this stuff, and I was like, "Oh, good," because I don't know anything.
Yes, and it helps. And obviously, Tracy, she's taken back over the
choir
and thing at the school, so she's going to be a good asset. And hopefully, you know, maybe going forward, we've always done the talent night, and you know, we have to take breaks with that here and there because it's hard to sometimes get people to want to come down and do it, but. She's going to be a good connection, a good piece to help us.
And between
with that.
Herself and Karen, they know every singer around here.
Yes.
And to me, for her to step down from being principal to go back to doing that, which for most people, they would say that's a step back or step down, but she's doing what she wants.
Yeah.
And she's at a point in her life where she can do what she wants.
And she's got younger kids.
She really likes it.
And she's got younger kids yet, and they're going to be involved in sports and other events. And when you're a principal, you have a lot of responsibilities. And I think it's important she wants to be with her kids and stuff
that's
that. That's
great.
Times,
and Eric Brackman is...
Yeah, and so
he's a really good guy.
Eric Brackman just he's going to be taking a role at Mercer Savings Bank. He's going to be replacing Joe Faller. So he wanted to get involved in the community, and this is the way he's going to start out doing that. So,
Joe is really good at being involved in things and knowing what's going on. Mm-hmm. He's done that for decades, and I would say Eric's going to be just like that. A little taller.
Yeah. Just a little.
But he's going to be...
Has a little more hair.
Yeah. So far.
Yeah, give him 20 years and job.
I remember it wasn't long ago Joe had plenty of hair.
Yeah.
And so did I.
Will there be an opportunity for Larry Brown to perform?
You know, I don't know. We've not mentioned that to him yet, but I think he played instruments. I know.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one specifically.
He plays a bass guitar in bands, but he is taught. I think it's woodwinds.
Okay.
But he's taught
things like saxophones, clarinets.
I believe at Bell Fountain he was the music. One of the schools he was at, he was the music director, the band director, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he could teach the kids everything. So he virtually knows every instrument. Now,
maybe we need to get him on a talent night when we have talent. That would be great.
It was interesting because when I interviewed him, I'm guessing right after he got hired maybe, and he was telling me that he wrote his own music and then... And I'm thinking he said there's five or six different parts of this that he recorded each of the instruments.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, he did say that.
And then he had the ability to combine those to create this thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I just think that'd be cool.
I was going to say that when you were talking about bringing back the talent night, but not only, you know, we tend to get a lot of high school kids and younger kids, which is awesome, but I think sometimes adults forget, hey, it's for anybody with a local talent. Because I remember way back in the day when I was in high school when this Friends of the Arts started and the talent night, it was, you know... Brad Bupp did it.
That's the one
Dan Shane did it.
I forgot about Dan, but Brad Bupp was the one that came straight to my head when you said
Jan
that.
I think Jan Hickerson did it with her
so
girls.
Good.
And so, other people to realize, like, we would love to do it, but you don't want to go beating down people's doors either. And so,
that gets to be hard because it's time consuming. We're all volunteers. We all got jobs. So, you know.
Yeah. So, we were blessed to find out a couple of weeks ago that the Sunday night concerts were going to go on, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Starting when?
Well, we originally would be actually on the Brick Street today enjoying ourselves with alcohol and food and the sunburners.
The taste of the
fort. And it would have been perfect weather.
And would have been perfect weather.
Oh, it would have been gorgeous.
Yeah. And that's crazy because it never fails. Every other year we always have questionable weather. And 2 years in a row we would have had perfect weather. So how's that work? But anyways, so today we actually would have had the sunburners. We don't officially incorporate that as part of our summer concert series because that's just something we want to give money for and encourage people to come up downtown and enjoy. But actually, we officially start June 28th, which is a Sunday. And we're going to be kicking off with the Bulldogs. And last year they came and brought a heck of a crowd. We actually had to move that show inside last year. And myself and Julie,
Bruns
was responsible for that show. And we put 80 chairs out because we hardly ever get a crowd that follows us inside. And the Bulldogs got there and they said, well, you're going to need more chairs than that. And I looked at them and I said, well, you don't understand. We don't really get a following inside. And he goes, but you don't understand. We have a big following. And I said, okay, well, I'll put a couple more chairs out. I put out over 500 chairs for that show. People were flooding in. I'm sweating bullets, putting chairs out. Julie's like, okay, I think we can stop. I'm like, I don't think we can. There's people flooding in. We have to get more chairs.
Kidding.
It was
awesome.
Amazing.
I don't think I knew that.
It was amazing. We had people standing. There was a great crowd. One of our best 50-50s that evening.
And where was that? Where did you do that? In the auditorium?
We did that in the auditorium for that show. And
I didn't know they had 500 chairs there at the school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was unbelievable. And they put on a great show. They're a little bit of an older band, so they said, oh, thank you so much for moving this inside. The air conditioning's wonderful. And I said, I know. Air conditioning's nice, but now we got to put these chairs away.
So, and the Bulldogs, I'm assuming, are like 50s and 60s music?
Yeah, they're like oldies.
Okay.
I think they used to perform as Spike and the Bulldogs.
They did, yes.
Oh, Spike retired.
Yep, Spike retired, and they went on. There's a female in the band, and I don't know her name, but she just does an awesome job.
We'll call her Spikeette.
Yes, Spikeette. She does an awesome job in the band and just completely adds a whole different feel, you know, to the music. So,
okay. So the so let's just go down the schedule, if you have it.
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
It seems like there's an emphasis on the oldies type bands.
Yep.
Does that tend to be the most popular?
That usually tends to be the most requested. So this first one, the Bulldogs, is oldies, and then I think our very last show is the American Kings, which is also oldies, and we always get requests for them. But as a committee, we've been talking the last couple of years about how can we bring in younger crowds of people too, and a new demographic and some different music. But also, you don't want it to become like a bar scene or people feeling like they want to bring their coolers. So like last year we had... why am I drawing a blank?
Garth Brooks tribute,
which was really popular, and there were a lot of younger people there too, along with our kind of regular crowd, you know.
Sure.
And so this year, I think we've gotten a good mix of we kind of start and end with the oldies, minus the Sunburners, who we'll bring in when we hopefully have Taste of Fort Recovery in August. But there's Neil Diamond. Beatles.
A Liverpool lads, yeah.
Yeah, I know I'm not saying their official names.
Oh,
and
no,
then a Toby Keith tribute as well. And so we're really excited about those, or at least I personally am very excited about those.
Yeah, and I am too. And like, I'm going to piggyback off what Stacey said. You know, for so long it was kind of known as, you know, 70 and older, you go down there and watch a show. It's my mission to change that, and I think we've done a really good job. I don't want to exclude those 70 and up older people, because I still want them to be there, but I want them to appreciate seeing families down there with their kids, and I think it's awesome. On a Sunday evening in the summer, you come down and you're with your family and watching free entertainment with your fellow community members. I think it's great. And this year, I think we have a great grasp on not overdoing it, but not providing what a younger demographic would be interested in listening to. So,
and I also, we're kind of hoping that maybe the whole, with the restrictions of COVID-19 and people not traveling as much, we're going to get some bigger crowds or some people who are going to be like, well, let's go down there and check it out. What else do we have to do tonight? Kind of thing. So,
Which reminds me, just this year they're doing a thing earlier on Sunday evening where you're going to be able to do tours of the Opera House.
Yes.
And I think you're required to get a reservation
at Kalp's Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy, and they can do up to 50 each
Correct.
Each night. I think they're doing two different tours each night, each one of those Sunday nights, maybe something like that. But do you have details on that?
Yeah, we'll talk about that here. So like Neil mentioned, this year we are at the Friends of the Arts. We really we're encouraging people to head over to the Opera House. Like Neil mentioned, 50 people is the maximum they're going to take up at once, just because there's not going to be a microphone involved, and for one person to do that's going to be kind of hard. Karen Meyer is going to head that up, actually, and she's going to give a tour of the Opera House. We actually, and I shouldn't say we, the Opera House Committee had just done a study to look at revitalizing that. And so they are in the early stages of getting people's feedback and interest and hopefully some donations. And I think it may be like a $5 fee to do it. I thought that was the original plan.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Maybe it's free. I'm not sure. But you are supposed to call CALPS to put in your, I guess, quote-unquote RSVP for now.
Yeah.
That's going to happen at 5:30. And then, obviously, we're going to encourage you to come down and see our show afterwards at 7. So,
very good. So it's a perfect lead in to your show, because a lot of people that are going to be interested in that, and I have a feeling there are going to be some people like me that if you get a chance, you're going to go at least twice this year. I've been up there. I think every time they've had a tour, I've been up there. Plus earlier this year when it was really, really cold, and they had the guy from somewhere in Ohio that's done several of these.
Yep.
And he was extremely encouraging about this, because ours is in very good shape compared to many of them that he's
seen.
Involved. That's exciting.
I think he's been involved in 10 to 15 of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of the more recent ones, the Holland Theater in Bell Fountain, which our cousin Adam Ramel actually, I think, is a little bit a part of. So
Adam's involved in everything over there.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's just take another quick break. And if it takes us 15 minutes to cover every week of this
no, I know,
thing,
sorry.
We'll be here until about 9:45, but
there's no sports talk tonight, so
that's right. As long as my kids are in bed before I get home, then it's all good.
Perfect. So we'll be back right after this.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
As we reopen at Miracle Lanes, we recognize there are lots of opinions, questions, and concerns for many individuals, and with that said, we are going to do our best to adhere to the rules set forth by the state. We will still only be doing carry-out food. You will be permitted to come in and pick it up, but we are encouraging you to take it with you until we feel more comfortable allowing other dine-in options. We will have limited seating for any patron waiting for carryout food. We are still unable to allow bowling and will not initially be offering the Friday lunch buffet. We are asking all of our customers to please be respectful and understanding of our reopening. Our hours will continue to be 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. Thanks to everyone who has been supportive of us and our business during these crazy times. And if you could, please continue to call in your food orders ahead of time. Our number is 419-375-4274. Thank you.
The 2020 Win on the Wabash Super Raffle is quickly approaching on August 28th and 29th, 2020, at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Want to camp for the weekend? Campsites are still available through our website, wowraffle.com, and can be purchased for just $25 for the entire weekend. Still want in one of the raffles? Even though the main raffle is sold out, Blue Jack Bonanza side raffle tickets are still available for $50 each and give you the opportunity to win a 2020 Dodge Challenger or even $75,000 cash. Those also can be purchased through our website. Not in one of the raffles, but still want to come to the event? General admission wristbands will be available at the gates the weekend of the event for just $10 for the entire weekend. You must be at least 18 years old to enter, and there will be entertainment for all. So come see us in downtown Fort Recovery August 28th and 29th at the 2020 Win on the Wabash.
Yes, you are. You are ready, Jack.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler, Connor Rammel, Stacy Fowler, Neil Spencer.
Yes, I'm here.
I was just taking a roll. Nobody left. So we just got done talking about the tours of the Opera House, mm-hmm. which is going to kind of coincide with the concerts.
Yep.
So, and again, if you're interested, call up to Cal Pharmacy, make your reservations.
That's 375-2323, but you can find it on Google and all that stuff.
Yes.
You can walk into.
And the Opera House does have a Facebook page, too, with information, the Fort Recovery Morvilleus Opera House or something like that.
Yeah. So. If you start in typing that kind of stuff, it'll come up.
Yep.
And I tell you what, for any of you that are out there that are history buffs, you've been around here for a long time. It's a neat place to walk through. Mm-hmm. There are kids that sign the back of the
scenes.
The scenes, yeah. Scenery things, the, yeah. The props.
The props mm-hmm. and things. Yeah. And it's, you know, I am sure that, you know, some of you that are older than I am could go up there and you know, kind of do a little trip down memory lane.
Yes, yeah, so. I remember one of them, obviously, I believe Faye Morvilleus Hart signed, that's her dad had the thing, and he built it. She was a singer and that kind of thing. So there's her, but lots of other people. In fact, there's some apparently famous people that I didn't recognize their names, but this guy that was here a couple months ago, he said this was a famous performer that went around the country, and they signed the back of it. Coda Hull, which would be Rich and Buzz's mom, signed, and she was I don't know what she did, if she had musical talent, but she had one of the greatest speaking voices. She used to all the time do kids' readings at the library, and she was fantastic. So she might have been just a narrator or something, but she was just she was an extremely nice lady and just a great person. Anyway, her name there, and there's hundreds of names on the back mm-hmm. of there.
So, well, I tell you what. So we covered the Bulldogs. I think that's as far as we've
got. We got more to talk about.
Off a few others. Just not in detail.
Okay. Yeah. So going on with the summer, I'm going to rattle off all the dates and the names, and then we'll talk a little bit about them individually, if that's okay. That we can get them all in there.
We'll get them all in.
Okay. I'm being bossy again. Hey, no.
Connor, if Jack disagrees, I'll just turn his mic off.
I really think we mentioned everybody but Clark Manson anyway. Yes. So there now he's in too.
Yeah. So coming up July 12th, because we do take off the 4th of July. So July 12th, we have Forever Diamond, which, like Stacy said, that is a Neil Diamond tribute. Toby Keith tribute, July 19th, which he's coming from, I believe, Northern Michigan. He'll be a long haul down here. But I don't know if you've seen our Facebook page or not. The photo of this guy literally looks identical
to
Toby Keith. And he sounds pretty damn good, too. So that's going to be an awesome show.
See, there was the cuss on your dad.
Sorry, Dave. July 26th, Clark Manson, and for those of you who don't know who he is, but I'm sure y'all do, he's from the Covington, Ohio area. He's been down to Nashville several times, and he's going to come and play for us, and he does quite a few festivals, country concert and so forth around here, too.
I believe he's opened for like dozens of huge acts.
He has. Yes. Yeah.
He's been an opener for everybody.
Yeah. Then we go.
So is he a Marilyn Manson?
No.
Country.
Oh, yeah. Country. Okay. Yeah.
Just happens to have the same last name.
He'd be Marilyn Manson.
August 2nd, the Liverpool ads. Again, that would be the Beatles tribute. And then we go, or we finish August 9th with the American Kings. So there's our summer and wrap up. But if you didn't get all that or write it down, you can see us at Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts.com, and you can get all that information.
And on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yep. So is there a plan to try to do a community talent thing?
We weren't planning on it for this year. We've kind of been doing an every other year type of thing because sometimes we have a hard time getting enough people to fill the acts. And so we decided after last year's to take this year's off and then maybe hopefully bring it back next year. And we would love to have it every year. It's one of our most attended shows, one of our best 50-50 shows. You know, tons of families obviously are coming to see.
And you don't have to pay $4,000 to have them
and
come.
And it doesn't cost us anything to have that
and lots
show.
Of people around here do want to see that. They want to see these somewhat national acts too.
Right. Mm-hmm. But everybody wants to see their kids sing or their grandkids or mom or whoever. And
there's a lot. There's over the years, there's been a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we would challenge anybody who thinks they might be interested to think about that. And when or if you see advertising about that, don't wait till the last minute.
To sign
get
up.
Your name in and then, you know, hopefully we can keep doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so so did you touch on each of them the way you kind of hoped?
A little bit, but I guess what I wanted to say too, though, I didn't get to say, this year we're going to be spending a little over $15,000 on these shows, and we could not do this without all of our patrons here, and that'd be patrons of businesses in town and surrounding communities, individual patron donors. The only way we can do this is by their donation. And, you know, we do a kind of what we call a donation drive in the beginning of every year. And you know, this year, due to the times in COVID-19, you know, we found ourselves down quite a bit more money than we normally do. But that's to be expected right now. We're not in the game to go busting down doors and asking repeatedly for donations because we know, you know, there are people that are hurting and businesses are hurting too. At some point we can't request money, you know,
but I want to chime in. Having said that, last year, at this time we decided as a committee that there hadn't really been a, I don't know if please the right word, but like a drive to all of the community to donate. So I said, for example, in my age demographic, you know, early 40s, I'm mid 40, but whatever. Anyway.
I would have guessed you late 20s. But
I wish. You know, I was like, we never really, I don't want to say didn't have the opportunity to donate to this, but I don't get a letter necessarily for it. It might be in the combined charity drive, but I said, I think, I don't know if I said, but we said at the meeting, you know, would it be worth it for us to kind of all of our Fort Recovery mailing routes, whatever you do through the post office to send a mailing.
And that
worked really well. We had a lot more donations last year. So kudos to our community for supporting us.
Yeah.
And I do think there were probably people like me who, I would give to that. I just, here it is. You know,
you don't have the opportunity.
So, yeah. Or you don't think about it.
And sometimes you don't feel like, well, they don't need me.
Yeah.
But what we've found, especially with our Christmas show, people want to help. And if you give them an opportunity to help, at least in this area, they're going to jump on it.
Yeah.
But something that obviously is worthwhile, they don't blink. They just hear, we're glad to help.
What do you need, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So is there a Friends of the Arts club, let's say, you know, where like with the athletic boosters, you pay your $15 a year, you get your name on the back of the program.
And like Friends of the Library and things like that.
So is there anything like that from a Friends of the Arts?
Yeah, we publish a brochure, and I shouldn't say we because Reynolds and Reynolds is so kind to us every year that they publish it for free for us. And every donor and and when I say donor, I mean businesses, and when I say individual patrons, obviously that's like me and you, you know,
and Stacy
and Stacy.
Yeah, don't forget.
we publish that on the back of our brochure. Now. Every year we get late donations, so of course they're not everybody's always going to be able to make it on there.
Sure,
but we do recognize them in that factor. And then every concert we like to recognize our donors. So
is there a way? So if like I'm out there and I want to pay the $25 or whatever that amount might be, how do I do that?
Sure. So there really is no fee other than the $25 is a good example because that would be what the athletic boosters charge. For us, $5, that gets your name on there. Whatever you can give us, we appreciate. And so if you were to come to us to a show in the middle of the season, say, hey, I would really like to donate to your organization, we'll probably take down your email address or your mailing address, and we'll send you a form. Or if you just want to give us cash that day, and we just put your name down for you, and we put you on for the following year, we can do that. It's not something that stays on every year. So if you forget for 2020, you probably won't be on the brochure, but you do it in 2021, sure, we'll throw you back on.
And you are a 501c3, correct. So if you're giving $5, maybe that's not going to help you much on your taxes, but if you're getting $2,500, a good amount, that can make some difference on your taxes also. So
And so then anybody who would want to do that could just contact a committee member. You can look on our Facebook page for that information or the website.
Facebook page, Friends of the Arts.
Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts.
Yeah, if you start typing it in, it'll pop up. It'll jump up in front of you if you just
get a couple of words. Yeah, you probably want to subscribe. We're thinking about doing some little video snippets to get people to come down to the concert.
Yeah, and actually, I will tell you too, I'm glad you said subscribe. If you go to our website, when you start moving around, the first thing that's going to pop up is a subscribe button. And we do not blast people with email. The only time you're going to get an email from us is if we've canceled a concert or moved a concert. And really, I put that tool on there because we're really trying to encourage people. You know, if we're going to make a cancellation decision, we're going to try and do it between 12 o'clock noon and 1 o'clock in the afternoon just to give people time. And so we're going to hopefully send out blast emails and say, hey, look, the concert's been canceled or the concert's been moved. Here's the new location, generally being at the school. And we always just ask people to subscribe to that, and it's quick and immediate notification. So,
but let me chime in for as far as usually relocated at the school, we
for this year.
This year will not be doing that.
Well,
to our knowledge, at this point.
At this point, from what we're aware of, at least we cannot use it anytime before July, is what we were told. Now, I don't know what's going to happen after July
because the schools are closed.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
And the governor may come out tomorrow and say everything's fine.
Yeah.
Or he may say everything's fine, and next Tuesday he decides that it isn't.
Everybody's just going to have to stay tuned as far as that goes. Like normally in the past, that's standard procedure. Yeah. We go to the elementary, middle school auditoria, and this year it's just kind of up in the air.
We just don't know what's going to be standard, so we'll have something on the sign, we'll have something on Facebook, we'll have something on the website. I generally call WCSM, WPGW, and I think I've even emailed Neil.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's... We just try to get it out as best as we can.
Yeah, we don't. We have some listeners on Sunday, but Sunday is our least listened to day.
Yeah,
because there's never anything live.
Sure.
So live stuff is really what we do. But we'd have people that listen all the time, but it's a handful on Sunday.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But other days we have pretty good. But Sunday, and we put it out there, and I usually put it on there, and I usually share it.
Yep.
But so that's always, Facebook is always a good source for that because when it gets put out there, 50 people share it, so everybody sees it somewhere. Yep.
Do you have any other websites, or do you have a Twitter account or any of that stuff?
We don't do Twitter.
Maybe we should.
We should. I guess
we means Connor.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Because I take care of some social media. Karen does. Kelly Walter. Yeah, we should just add you on the account. I personally don't use Twitter. I have a Twitter account. I just don't. I hardly ever use it. Mm-hmm. So I maybe need to try that. I don't know.
Now, if you're aiming for the younger than 70, Twitter
is Snapchat and Instagram. Then
okay. So Twitter's out now too.
Well, it's not out. But
Twitter's
now it's
just so political.
Yeah, I know.
And so is Facebook.
Yeah. But we're now the new thing's TikTok. And I don't even quite familiar with what the heck that is. So.
Connor, now you sound old because you're the one that told me about Snapchat however many years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago.
This is the new thing.
It is, yes. So,
well, I tell you what, we're going to take one more break.
Yep.
And we're going to come back and I'm going to quiz you on... on ideas to improve the experience.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
We'll be back right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Main Street Market always has great prices on items throughout their store. Grilling season is here, and their always low steak prices are even lower this week. Ribeye steaks are $9.99 a pound, New York strips are $8.99 a pound, and T-bones are now just $6.99 a pound, and ground chuck for $4.49 a pound, loose or patties. And if you need a quick meal, stop by their deli. They have great hot meals ready to go every day. There are lots of great specials up and down the aisles at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Wabash Mutual has set up temporary free Wi-Fi spots around Mercer County during this state of emergency for those who do not have an internet connection at home. So if you're working from home or a high school or college student using remote learning and you don't have access to the internet at home, Wabash has you covered at no cost to you. It'll be available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And here in Fort Recovery, you can access the free Wi-Fi connection from your vehicle at the pavilion at the pool park. But to keep social distancing, you won't be able to enter the pavilion. Again, thanks to Wabash Mutual, free Wi-Fi will be available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the pavilion at the pool park so you can work from home and students can do their remote learning assignments during these closures due to the coronavirus.
I said how all the Cooper guys
are here. Hey, we're back. Sorry. We were chit-chatting about Cooper stuff. I hope you didn't. Well, we don't care.
Yeah, we're all right.
Because if there wasn't anything private or anything, it's in the middle of a sentence. Sorry about that.
So we were just talking about the way that Jose talks about Stacy at work.
That's not what we're talking about. I'm going to get in trouble.
Okay, that's all right. You know, I make it down to not as many concerts as I would like to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I do, there's a couple of things that I wonder about. Okay. Mm-hmm. One is, are we taking advantage of the ability to sell food there as we could?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we have just the popcorn
and the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
You know, and either pop or water, or is it just
pop water?
Water?
I think pop or water.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
you talk about them getting a beer license. Boy Scouts can't sell beer.
Okay, but are there other options that could be done there? Whether it's snow cones, ice cream bars, that type of thing. That
anything's possible, Jack. What do you want?
I don't.
No, but those are good ideas and suggestions.
Yeah.
Now, this year, there's a little... Actually, those probably would be better than the popcorn, because we were talking about with COVID-19, do you have popcorn? Can we have popcorn? Mm-hmm. Should we have popcorn? Do people want it? You know?
I know.
And so, something like an ice cream sandwich or something like that, that's easy. And
yeah, and I've kind of talked to the Boy Scouts about that, and I've mentioned, I said, if you want to do something different, by all means, do it. And when you mention that and bring that up, I think those are all great ideas, and I would actually love to see sometime, one of our ideas a long time ago, we just never been able to do it, is do a family night before, do a barbecue chicken dinner, and have people come down to the park, eat the dinner in the park, come to the show, you know, get an inflatable jump house for the kids prior, and stuff like that. It just takes manpower.
I know. That's the thing.
And, well, and Jack just said he's retiring in a year, so he just, I believe.
Oh, I'm sure he's interested.
I heard a volunteer.
Yes. And
to head that up next
and
year.
And we're pretty blessed that the Boy Scouts are willing to take on other concessions, because otherwise, and we probably would feel like we would need to be responsible for that. And it's a lot of work when you're the one in charge of a concert. I mean, you're there when they get there, and then you have to stay when they're done and pack up and go home and turn the lights off and the electric off and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes during it, there's other things that you need to be keeping an eye on.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of times that is all you do, but the times when it isn't all you do, it is a madhouse for that person that's responsible for all that stuff. When something goes wrong, you have to be available, and you can't be popping popcorn if you're going to be in charge of getting smoothing out details and things like that.
Yeah,
it just doesn't work.
Two of us or three this year, we've had the luxury of having three, even four at a couple shows signed up so far. I have to cancel one. I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, anyway, there's other people on it.
Well, we'll probably just cancel the show.
What was I going to say about that? Oh, and so I think we're lucky because we're kind of slowly building up our committee again. It was kind of dwindling down for a while, and then we got, you know, like we said, Tracy and Larry and Eric, and that's really helpful. Mm-hmm. So,
what else do you
have? I think that we touched on it, but I don't know whether we really covered it in the depth that we wanted to, and that is, with the COVID, what's going to be the restrictions?
So, as far as restrictions go, we're playing a neutral part in this. And when I mean neutral, if you want to bring a mask and wear a mask down there, by all means, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, by all means, don't wear a mask. You know, we all kind of had a conversation prior to this, and some people, you know, have to go to work every day, and they are required to wear a mask all day long. The last thing we want to do is invite these people down for a relaxing Sunday evening and make them wear a mask 10 hours before they have to get back up and go back to work the next day. And so we feel like we have enough area in our amphitheater that people can properly socially distance. We think that, you know, we're going to encourage families to sit with families. If some friends come in and want to sit together, we are not policing that by any
means. I think I have a spam call. Do you want to listen to this? Or? I usually record them. I tell them I'm recording for our public affairs show about scams, and they hang up.
Oh, that's funny.
Sorry about the phone ringing in the middle of everything. Sorry.
Anyways.
And we have the luxury of being outside, which is obviously super helpful.
Better than being inside. And I think the other thing that we, if anything, that would probably be the most impactful, you know, at the end of our shows, a lot of the public like to go up and greet and talk to the band members. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're going to ask is that maybe not so much of that happen. You know, if the band is selling CDs and t-shirts, by all means, go support them and do that. But, you know, a lot of times we have people that want to come up and take pictures or, you know, get a hug or blah, blah, blah. And I think to be responsible, you know, we're just going to say, hey, maybe not this year. And in return, we're going to ask the band members to maybe not commingle with the crowd.
Which has always been a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a big thing down there, and it's really neat. Mm-hmm. But don't do it this year.
Yeah, exactly.
And another thing that I saw on some site or heard on the radio something, if you're one of those people that isn't going to wear a mask, don't go sit by somebody wearing a mask.
Right.
That's, you know, well, they're saying, please don't do that. And then you go sit by them. That's, you know,
people to be respectful to everybody.
So, as you said, whatever you want to do is okay, but please don't, if you're not wearing a mask, don't sit by somebody that is.
Yeah. I mean,
now, if they sit by you, I guess that's okay.
Sure. But. Yeah. You know, we're just asking people to use common sense. If you feel sick, please don't come.
Yes.
If you feel great, come, because gosh dang, I am just as much tired of this as other people, and we want people to come back and be with other people and, you know, get out of their homes and enjoy.
And we have an awesome lineup this summer. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And the weather is going to be great every Sunday.
Yeah. And I feel like I want to say a shout out to Karen Meyering, because she really does do
a great job.
Pretty much all of the work of finding these groups and checking them out and contacting them and getting them all booked. And it's like, gosh, we're so lucky to have her, because that's where she shines. Yeah. That's what she's good
at. She's got a great knack for
loves that stuff.
And by all means, also, if anyone of us sees or hears a group, we almost always, hey, check this out, and she does. Or if anybody listening ever has an idea or a group or something like that, let us know, because we're always willing to check into it. And
but it's not going to be possible to have the real Toby Keith, because that's a little on the expensive side.
Yeah, within our budget. Yeah.
You never know. I mean, maybe for a 50th anniversary or something.
But if you do want the real Toby Keith and you're willing to pay for it,
let us know.
We are in.
Hey, if he checked out how fun our town was, he might knock a bunch of money off to
without
him.
Without a doubt.
Send him a little clip of the taste of the town.
And actually, some musicians have done that type of thing during this COVID thing. They've reached out to places that are doing things, and they're saying, we'd love to come just pop in.
Yeah.
And I don't remember where it was, maybe Kansas, California. I don't know where. Somewhere west of here. So, one of the big artists, I don't remember his country or whatever, said, I want you to book this as a tribute thing, like this guy with the Toby Keith, and I'll show up.
Oh, that's awesome.
And just see what they think, and don't ever tell them that it wasn't really me.
That would be good. So, first of all, thanks for doing what you're doing.
Yep.
Okay. You know, there's so many things that make Fort Recovery a special place, and to you, it's impossible to pinpoint one, but things like the summer concert series is definitely one of those things.
I don't think it's not that popular, Jack. Nobody else is doing it.
Well,
except every single town within 30 miles of here is doing exactly what we started 29 years ago. And we were the first ones, and every other town, especially one of the larger ones in the area, claims that they were the first one.
Yeah.
And they were the fourth one.
And part of In the past, I know before school started, they've had like a movie night up there. So is that part of the Friends of the Arts too, or is that something that is different?
I think that's through the Jubilee, right? It's usually like Thursday night of the before, so it would have been like tomorrow.
Yeah,
usually on the kids' night, after the kids' night down the rides and bounce houses and all that, then they show the movie.
Okay. And that's kind of gone away over the last couple of years, but I know like Jill Andrews with the Merchants, she was really interested in trying to do something like that again, but the logistics and with everything going on this year, and she's busy enough with that, they weren't able to do that. So
I know there was very serious talk about doing that in a different time, place, something, because it's really popular, but what it did was they were doing it the Thursday night of the Jubilee, and it turned out that Thursday night ended up being kids' night.
Yeah.
Because the kids started going on Thursday night, and Saturday afternoon wasn't anything, so they just said, we'll just do that. So they wanted to do that, but not necessarily during the Jubilee or at that specific time and place, but that's a really good thing to do, and that's a really nice place to have it, but there may be other places that are better also. Mm-hmm. So sorry about interrupting there.
I don't know what the hell I was going to say anyway. So, but thanks for everything that you guys have done.
Yeah.
Thank the committee members. Neil, is there anything that I'm missing?
I don't think so. Let's see. I was thinking there's one other thing. Let's take a quick break, and then I'll think about it. And we'll come back and review their schedule, and then we'll then we'll be done. And that way we get to hear Stacy's promo one more time.
Oh, great.
Fantastic. So we'll be back right after
when Stacy finishes, we'll be back.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Are you tired of being stuck at home? Are you looking for something to do this summer? Look no further. Our Friends of the Arts Summer Concert Series is on. Join us for entertainment in the great outdoors on Sunday evenings throughout the summer. We have lots of exciting new acts this summer, and it's sure to be fun for the whole family. So stop down to Hine Amphitheater at Vantrease Park beginning the last Sunday in June. For more information, find us on Facebook or visit our website at FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com.
That Jose would talk about Stacy. What? Oh,
we're that conversation oh, was not happening.
So ornery.
Jack is a troublemaker.
I hope he's, I bet he's not listening.
Nah.
But it's going to be in the archives. So.
He won't want to hear me talk. He has to listen to me yap enough at home, right?
Yeah, but you're saying wise things now instead of barking at him and the kids.
Right. So, Neil, have we covered everything?
I did not think of what I was trying to come up with, and I believe that it was something along the lines of what you were talking about. With
my parents always says that then that was going to be a lie. So,
I was thinking about the food type of thing, and whether there's something that you could do there. And there's always things that you can add to it, but it takes people. So if somebody has an idea, don't just throw it at the committee.
Volunteer.
Volunteer or find somebody that can help or be one of the $5,000 patrons and yes, they can pay somebody.
Please. There you go. Yes.
Well, I tell you what, let's wrap things up by going over the
schedule. Awesome. Do you want me to do it or do you want to do it?
You go for it. You got it all pulled up on your phone.
All right. So again, on June 28th, we start our season with the Bulldogs. We're taking the 4th of July off, and we come back July 12th with Forever Diamond, Neil Diamond.
That wasn't a tribute to me?
No, sorry. Diamond tribute. Huh. Then we, in the middle of our season, July 19th, with a Toby Keith tribute band. And again,
how do you like
No. Exactly. You could join him, Jack, on stage.
So. Yeah, I couldn't find a good instrumental version of that, so I had to put, can't remember which one I did behind the Toby Keith.
It was good, though. Clark Manson on July 26th, the Liverpool Lads, which would be a Beatles tribute, August 2nd, and then we finish our concert series on August 9th with the American Kings, and that will also be the same night that we have the Community Foundation down there doing their presentations.
And we hope that maybe in a week or two after that, it'll be the Taste of the Town. But there's no way to know that now. So so it may or may not happen, and it may or may not be the Sunburn.
And then hopefully at the end of the month, the WOW. So we're hoping that we're holding out.
You feel good that the Mercer County Fair is continuing with their concerts and figuring that out.
Yeah.
So you know, I think as long as you have the planning in place, that most of the things that happen after August 1st, if committees want to mess with them, I think they'll be able to get them done.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. And the spike, if we get a second spike in the summer, everything's screwed. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't happen, everything's on. And there's no way to know that till it happens.
Yep.
And Mercer County is probably going to be kind of one of those outliers where what happens to the rest of the state, especially the bigger cities, the four big cities, you know, things are going to happen there that aren't going to happen here. Mm-hmm. And the governor is probably going to put a blanket thing on everything, and we're going to be...
I don't think he's going to do that again.
I think
he's a little timid about
I hope that thing that got sent to him last week.
Boy, we're getting into politics. We should have Bill here.
No, probably shouldn't.
Yeah, we should.
Uh-oh, he'll call in. We better wrap this up.
That's a good idea. But Connor and Stacy, I want to thank you guys for coming up.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank
Appreciate
you. That.
It was very informational. Again, check out the the Fort Recovery Friends of the Art Facebook page for the latest information.
Mm-hmm. Also the website, exactly that
same
thing.
For the website.
Yep.
If you want to donate, good Lord, they would, you can gladly accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Find any committee member, and I think they'd be happy to help you out.
Do you have an online thing?
We don't have an online donation platform. But
do you do anything through the Fort Recovery Community Foundation?
We don't do that either.
Okay, because they do have one.
But I was going to say, too, if you feel like you've missed out on your donation this year, we always put out the green cans every year. So if you want to walk out of a show and put $20-$25 in the green can, we gladly appreciate that.
Yeah, if anybody thinks they might like to be part of this committee because you like the arts or music or you have any ideas, we will take all the help we can get. And it's really not a time intensive committee. The summer obviously is the concert series, but we all take turns, so you don't have to feel like you have to be at every one, although most of us go to all of them.
And we meet 3 times a year. What committee? Yeah. It's a pretty easy committee to be on. So.
And I've seen with the green milk cans down there, I've seen little kids going up putting coins in.
Yeah.
Technically, that doesn't make a lot of money difference,
but it's a help.
That is something that teaches kids
to give back.
Yes. Yeah.
To help anytime you can.
Yeah.
And it's just that kind of thing is great. So. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, thank you so much.
Thank you, and we will see you guys on June 28th at
the Bulldogs.
Hine Amphitheater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
so,
Neil.
For Insight, for Connor, Stacy, Neil.
And there may be some more of these this summer, but, you know, it's not a regular thing in the summer, but when we have something special we need to promote,
and
we're in.
And I'm sure as, we get closer to the, school year starting, that we'll have...
Absolutely.
Mr. Brown come up, and... Yep.
And that'll be around the same time that sports talk will be starting back, about the middle of August, depending on when football season's allowed to begin, so...
For Jack and Neil, we will see you soon. We're out of here.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.